Scientists from the University of Bristol have revealed the most accurate reconstruction of a dinosaur ever made. A fantastically preserved fossil found in a lake deposit in China has revealed not only the colouring of the creature, but also where it lived before it found itself at the bottom of a lake. Georgia Mills spoke to researcher Jakob Winter from the University of Bristol to get to know this Cretaceous character.
Well, the dinosaur is called Psittacosaurus, which means the parrot lizard. The derivation of the name comes from the fact that it's got a beak that kind of looks like a parrot's beak. And so this is a distant relative of Triceratops, and it's about the size of a Labrador. And it's from some deposits in northeastern China in the province called Liaoning that we find these fossils in, which is about 120 million years old.
I looked at some of the photos of this, not photos, obviously, some of the reconstructions of this dinosaur from your paper. And it's quite cute. It's got these little sort of cheek horns that stick out at the sides and looks like quite a friendly vegetarian.
Yeah, this dinosaur was definitely extremely cute. Now that we finally have a reconstruction and an idea of like how this dinosaur looked like, we can see that it's exorbitantly cute. It kind of looks like somewhere between like maybe E.T., And then I don't know what else we can compare to, but it kind of like looks like E.T. It's got like sort of very sort of cute white face, but then it has these like very like white cheek horns that makes it look very, very distinct.
And what have you been investigating for this dinosaur?
We have been looking at a fossil of this Psittacosaurus, which is extremely well preserved. What we have is remains of the skin associated with the skeleton. And Psittacosaurus is a fairly common fossil in these deposits in northeastern China. But occasionally we get some of these specimens that got washed out into these lake deposits. But this one is really, really complete and really, really well preserved. And so we have looked at these skin impressions and we find organic residues in these. And we've recently discovered that when we have organic remains in, for example, feathers preserved in dinosaurs, we have the pigments retained in these. And we can look at these pigments, which is melanin, and make some inferences about the original colors and color patterns that this dinosaur would have had. So now we've done the same thing with this dinosaur. We have looked at these organic residues. And when we look at them under a so-called scanning electron microscope, then we find little structures which are melanosomes. And so that demonstrates that what we have preserved in this fossil is the melanin pigment that gave the color to the animal.
Okay, so you've actually found sort of the fossilized remains of pigments, and that has then in turn informed you of what this dinosaur's coloring looked like. So what can this tell you about the dinosaur other than helping you have these lovely reconstructed paintings of it?
Well, so that's the interesting thing. We can also say something about what this dinosaur was doing, because it had these color patterns for a reason. And these color patterns that we see in this dinosaur are various types of camouflage patterns. And the most important one, which is the one that we best can use to say something about the environment that it lived in, is this transition in light to dark between the back and the belly and the tail of the animal, which is this pattern called countershading.
So putting everything together, and we've got a Labrador-sized dinosaur. It's got a body kind of like a chubby T-Rex, and the head looks confusingly like a cross between E.T.'s and a parrot. Also, there's some weird grass-looking stuff sticking out of its tail. And then the colouring is the speckled black and red on a tan body, which is much darker on the top. And this is what Jakob referred to as countershading. Countershading is a clever technique that's still used by animals today. It involves having a lighter underside and a darker back. Think about things like penguins, deer, rabbits, they all have lighter bellies. And this basically makes you look a lot less conspicuous. Our brains are trained to spot objects when they're lighter on the top and darker on the bottom, as that's how the sun tends to light things up. But if you counteract this with your countershading, you tend to appear more flat, and this makes it easier to avoid being eaten, as predators have a harder time spotting you. So this dinosaur seems to have been using this trick over 100 million years ago. And this also tells us something about its environment.
Because what we see in living animals is that the countershading varies depending on the habitat that they live in. And the reason why is because the light conditions will vary depending on where you live. So The countershading in animals that live in savannas, for example, are usually sitting very high on the body and they're very sharp, whereas animals that live in forests, they have a countershading which is much more gradual and it sits much further down on the body. So basically, it means that we can use this sort of evidence to go back to reconstruct this dinosaur and put the original color patterns onto it. And we can show that it lived in a habitat which was a forest.
So E.T.'s known home, or I suppose since it's a fossil, E.T.'s bone home, you could say. First time I've ever heard a dinosaur likened to E.T. That was Jakob Winter, and he published that study in Current Biology this week.
This is The Naked Scientists. I'm Kat Arney. He's Chris Smith. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email chris@nakedscientists.com, find us on Facebook or tweet @nakedscientists.
Now it's time for a little light relief as we talk to a host of luminaries. Do you see what I did there? About how they're using light to change the world. First up,